Hello, I'm Gail. You must be... Oh, that's a lovely name. I'm pleased to meet you. Huh? I don't look what I do look like in my profile pic. Really? This is not a catfish. This is who I really am. I'm so sorry. Oh, hang on. Oh my God. Of course I don't look like my profile pic when I have my mask on. Silly me. So here I am. I'm pleased to meet you again. I totally forgot. But I did feel kind of unusually warm and slightly out of breath and dizzy for some reason. Oh, is that a compliment? My mask. It's from my roommate. He designs his own masks. He's trying to sell his own range. So I thought I'd at least buy one, you know, to boost things for him. What does it say in it? I'm germ-free, so kiss me. I know I tried to explain that to him. I mean, I told him the lips are blocked, the nose is covered, and it's impossible. But then he started on about like cutting holes around the mouth area and making two big nostril holes. And I said, then it wouldn't be a mask, it'd be an elastic band. Yeah, exactly, it wouldn't be a mask. It'd just be like a string around your head. But that lad has big, big ideas. And I don't think any one of them is going to go anywhere, but... All right, enough of this weird small talk. Shall we go in? Yeah? Oh, great. You know, tonight is going to be my first night eating out. Going for dinner in such a long time. I mean, you know, just going into somewhere where the atmosphere and you can... Okay, let's do this. Oh, man, this place looks so nice. So nice and airy, isn't it? And I just love that music, I really do. Oh, it's mostly Asian cuisine. But they do dabble in European food as well. So if you want anything like a fried Snickers bar, you've got it. Do you want a fried Snickers bar? Yeah, I did. I ate one before. You know, I was young. It looked lovely. I was wrong. Oh, God. So... You know, but it's only all food now, you know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I was just thinking about Ireland, you know. So the pubs here have closed for months now, and only the restaurants can open up. So what the pubs have done is they've started selling food. Yeah, clever, all right. But what they did is that they hired these like chip vans, or vans capable of making fries from potatoes, as they call it in some countries. So you go out, okay? You grab your bag of fries and you walk back into the pub, and the pub has turned into a restaurant. It'd be like if we just started laying down on these chairs here and call it a bed. So it can stay open. Yeah, it's funny. It is really funny. But you know what's funnier? Is you're only allowed a few drinks, I think. And only when you buy like 10 euros worth of food. So you only have in a lot of time, like 90 minutes or something like that. So the whole thing has been turned into like eating and drinking challenges. And some people don't even bother eating. So the food is just left there and they're just like chugging back beers. Because they haven't been out in months. And I'm telling you this, right, there'll be like YouTube channels pop up all over the place with these eating competitions, because that's what people are doing. I know, in some pubs, right, they are buying pizzas from pizzerias and they're behind the bar. So the moment you walk in, and even if you want like a glass of Coke, you have to get like a big 12-inch pizza for yourself, and you're getting that pizza, and it's the weirdest thing ever. Can I ask you something? I'm not talking too fast for you, am I? And my accent isn't a little too thick, no? Oh, that's great. Complaints? Well, some think I talk too fast. But I do a lot of things too fast. I mean, many things. I mean, not everything too fast, but I do things too fast, like talking, I suppose. I don't listen too fast. I talk too fast. Oh, it's God sent you. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. I'm ready. Nothing. We're ready to order. Well, I am anyway. Okay, do you want to go first or shall I? Okay, so you're still deciding. I'll go first, okay? I'll have the tofu curry with boiled rice and fries. And I'll have a Coke Zero as well. Starters. Yeah, I'll actually have the spring rolls with a chili sauce. No dessert. I'm sweet enough. Thanks. I'm sorry. So, the lady. Yeah, the lady has good taste too, huh? Thank you very much. Yeah, she did laugh. She probably thinks you're up with some kind of idiot or something. But it's nice to make people smile, isn't it? And it looked like a genuine smile, you know, it was on like both sides of her face. Like if a smile is on like one side or the other, that's contempt. Always be careful of that. So look for like the... Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm blabbing again. You know, I was thinking... Yeah, well, you know, this is 2020 and it's like my first day of the year, and I think you said it's your first day of the year too. Yeah? Like, did you give it any thought? Well, like, did you think you'd turn up and your date had a mask on and he didn't even know it and he was talking to you and you didn't even know if it was him and he was kind of blabbing on all the time, and then he didn't get your joke about having the mask on, and then he tells the waitress a corny joke, and then, I don't know, someone comes in and a fight breaks out and they start throwing the food everywhere, like, and then like a load of 9-year-old children come in and start picking up their rice and having a food fight, and just the place goes to disaster, and it's just the worst day ever because it's 2020. Did that not cross your mind? No. Okay. I just don't want this going down the 2020 highway, all right? I know it won't, I know. I'm only kidding. I'm only joshing. Hopefully. So it's a bit of awkward silence, huh? I'm never really comfortable in awkward silence. How about you? Yeah? What I usually do is I tell a joke. I just try to break the ice. But I'm really bad. And my jokes are terrible. So... it's up to you. It's totally up to you. Can I tell you the joke? All right. So there's this guy, right? And he's sitting at a bar in a skyscraper high above the city. And he slams a shot at tequila and jumped out the window. And there was a guy that was sitting next to him. And he just can't believe what he just saw. You know, he's just like... whew. But he's even more surprised when 10 minutes later, the same guy that walked into the bar and jumped out the window... actually came back into the bar. So the astonished onlooker asks, how the hell did you do that? Like, I just saw you jump out the window and we're hundreds of feet above the ground. Like how? So the jumper responds by like slurring. He's like, well, I don't get it either. I slam a shot of tequila, and when I jump out the window, the tequila makes me slow right down before I hit the ground, and I'm fine. And he says, watch. And he goes, slams back into the tequila, jumps out the window, And the other guy runs to the window and he's looking and he watches as the guy comes all the way down. He's just about to hit the sidewalk and he slows down and he lands softly on his feet. And a few minutes later, the jumper walks back into the bar. So the other guy goes, oh my God, I have to try this too. So he orders a shot of tequila and he slams it and he runs over toward the window and he jumps out. And as he reaches the bottom, he doesn't slow down, roll and splat. So the guy that was jumping out the window and getting back in goes up and orders another shot of tequila. And the barman shakes his head and he goes, you know something, Superman? You are one asshole when you're drunk. I told you to shock. But you know, hey, that would be a good idea for masks, like superhero masks. Even though they're already done, aren't they, really? I mean, I couldn't be making them up. But what about like baby masks? Like, you know, when you're a very young baby, they probably have those too, though. What about Halloween masks that have like the antivirus masks built in? What do you think of that? It's my roommate selling the masks. I'm just making small talk because I'm very awkward. I have social anxiety and jokes in my cup making his mask. Oh, fuck. Nothing. God. When I got a bit excited there, I hit my kneecap off the metal part of the table. Did it ever happen to you? Fuck, I told you this 2020 dating game is ridiculous, it's dangerous. Hey, yeah. Oh, thank you. Starters. Thank you very much, miss. Shasha. Oh, God. No, I'm fine. The smell of the food is really taking the pain away. It's a great painkiller. I'm okay, sweet. I mean, I'm okay. I really am. Oh. It's been a wild ride already, huh? These spring rolls look delicious. Oh. Hey, look. Night is falling. No, I love this time when night is falling. And candles are lighting and the food is good and the company is a bungling dark and... Oh no, I'm the dark. In fact, I am the dark around these parts. How is your starters? Yeah, it looks delicious. These are really, really good. Have a look inside. Isn't that? Oh, it's just beautiful. I kind of work in a call center, hence my awful attempt at Chinese there. But of course, I can like swear in 20 different languages like a drunken Irish granny. a phone voice. Jeez, I've never thought of that, but. I suppose I have, but I don't know. Oh, do you want me to try? Oh, my ears are on fire. All right, here we go. Hi, my name is Gail. All right. Hi, my name is Gail, and how can I help you today? Oh, you did. And how dorky is this guy? Has he banged his knee on the table of the restaurant already, has he? Yeah, we know the sort. We'll send someone over right away, madam, and take that dark away. Thank you for calling, Darkbusters. No? So how does that sound? Really? Really? I could... Will I read it? Okay, I won't do it out loud, but I'll try, but I'm no Morgan Freeman, like. Okay, so here we go. Give us a sec. Starters, vegetable spring rolls with sweet and sour sauce. vegetable steamed dumplings, haricot sesame noodles, salad with ginger or sesame dressing, main course, garlic tofu, sweet and sour tofu, cashew tofu, tofu and broccoli, Mongolian tofu, orange tofu, kung po tofu, and for dessert, a kiss without a mask. How was that? I love that you're fanning yourself so sarcastically here. What? Your panties are gone. Shut up. Oh, God. I love this banter so much. Oh, here comes the big one, baby. Here comes the big one. The course for the second stomach. Oh, look at that. You know, Thai food looks so amazing and it smells beautiful. We can share a little of each, Make it like a multicultural delight. And come here. You know, I'm Irish, right? So I've got some cooked potatoes in my pocket. Hey, don't look at me like that. Don't potato shame me, I'm Irish. It's an addiction. Us Irish sprinkle potatoes on everything. We sprinkle it on Chinese, we sprinkle it on tofu, we sprinkle it everywhere. We sprinkle it on kung po, everything you can think of. We sprinkle it on potatoes and Lucky Charms. Busted, okay. We don't eat Lucky Charms and we don't sprinkle them on potatoes. But I have something to ask you. When is an Irish potato not an Irish potato? Oh, when it's a French fry, madame. Ooh la la. Oh, this must have been the most goofy date for you ever, was it? Oh, my knee. Oh, no, it's grand. It's just a bit bruised. I'll get over it. It was so delicious, wasn't it? Yeah? So, would you like dessert? Oh, you're good. Would you like coffee? Okay. Let me get the bill, I'll be right back. Give me 2 minutes. So that's your mask. That is way cooler than mine. Oh, God. Come on, let's go. So, will I see you again? Sometime, maybe? God, this is so awkward. You want a dessert? You did? But I thought you said you didn't want dessert. Oh. Best dessert ever. And look, you've calmed me right down. Well, not all of me.